Yeah, I'm Mark Gilbert, Fillmore Street. This is FieldPod.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from San Francisco's Lower Haight. Today is Thursday, the 24th of March, 2016. On this date in 1401, Timur, or Tamerlane, sacks Damascus. 1829, the Parliament of the UK allows Catholics to serve in Parliament, although they can't be Prime Minister for another 180 years. 1882, German microbiologist Robert Koch announces the discovery of the bacterium responsible for tuberculosis. 1896, Russian physicist Popov makes the first radio signal transmission in history. 1907, the first issue of the Georgian Bolshevik newspaper Dro is published. That's Dro as in Echlasheni Dro, Echlasheni Dro. 1944, in an event later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape, 76 Allied prisoners of war begin breaking out of German prison camp Stalag Luft III. 1949, Truman signs off on aid to Palestinians via the United Nations. 1958, Elvis Presley is inducted into the U.S. Army. 1980, Archbishop Oscar Romero is killed while celebrating Mass in San Salvador. 1989, the Exxon Valdez runs aground. By the way, an incredible, mind-blowing book I recommend to all is Private Empire, ExxonMobil and American Power by Stephen Cole. It's a history of ExxonMobil since the Valdez spill. Harun al-Rashid died on this date in 809. Birthdays today are Harry Houdini, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the American poet and publisher, co-founder of City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco, and the above-mentioned star of The Great Escape, Steve McQueen. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast is written by Ari Swieka. Thanks again for those posting to our forum. Very interesting comment from David Lee of Magpie.com. Talking about the release of video clips, he quoted a Chatham House report with the following related to Georgia and other places, quote, "A particular example is the redirection of malware originally intended for cybercrime to manipulating viewer figures to promote pro-Russian online video clips," end quote. Also, a question from Dustin about when the last big student protests were. To be honest, there haven't been any this big since the resignation of Shevardnadze. The interesting thing about these is not just their size, but all past demonstrations have been focused on national politics and heavily influenced by national political forces. These are internal to the university. The sides match, in some ways, national political divisions, but the topics are internal to the university. I really see this as a sign of maturity of university students, that they're paying attention to the things that they care about rather than having various political forces use them instrumentally. Comments or questions, go to tobealpod.com or send us an email at tobealpod@gmail.com. On the Lorry, on the 17th of March, the National Bank purchased $5 million foreign exchange auction for the first time since 2014, when the Lorry started depreciating. On the 21st of March, the National Bank made a second intervention to control the changing value of the Lorry to the dollar and purchased $10 million at the foreign exchange auction from the 22nd of March. $1 equaled 2.2953 lari, according to the bank's rate. The previous rate was 2.3157 lari. Following up on relations with Russia, on the 18th of March, Russia's foreign ministry released a statement following the latest Abashidze-Karasin meeting in Prague this week. They said that the unfriendly statements voiced by Georgian officials about Russia contradicted the efforts to restore constructive relations between the two neighboring countries. As a reminder, in Prague, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Karasin criticized Georgian politicians for their anti-Russian rhetoric and said that the upcoming parliamentary elections could be a major threat for Georgia-Russian relations. President Margvelashvili criticized Georgia's special envoy for relations with Russia, Zura Abashidze, for not responding to Russia's remarks at the Prague talks appropriately. Some of the initial photos that came out of the Brussels airport bombing on the 22nd of March showing a shocked woman covered in dust and blood and another woman on the phone were taken by Georgian journalist Ketevan Kardava, who's with the Georgian public broadcaster. She was in the airport when the blast hit, was uninjured, and said her journalistic instincts came in to take pictures. The Interior Ministry says that following the attacks in Brussels, they are strengthening security measures at the borders and airports and that patrol police have special instructions to implement preventative measures. Following up on the Tbilisi State University protests, the students ended their sit-in last week. However, tensions continue. The Academic Council at Tbilisi State University started impeachment procedures against the rector, Lado Papava, after a meeting with members of the Tweet Martveloba, or student government, which wants to the rector to resign. The Academic Council said they held a secret ballot on Papava. Two of the professors resigned as well. The next stage in the impeachment procedures is to hold an inquiry to study the activities of the rector and then an impeachment ballot. On the 18th of March, prosecutor's office said that investigation into the alleged influence peddling regarding pardoning inmates has been closed. There have been no charges filed against anyone. They said that there was no evidence of criminality. As a reminder, investigation was launched in December 2015 after Aliko Elisashvili, who chaired the Presidential Pardon Commission from November 2013 till April 2014, claimed that two senior lawmakers from the Georgian Dream Otsneba ruling coalition, Eka Beselia and Manana Kobakhidze, tried to exert undue influence on him and were lobbying for the early release of several inmates who were convicted in the 2010 cocaine case. Elisashvili is now an independent member of the Tbilisi City Council. He also claimed that he was told by an official whom he refuses to name that Beselia and Kobakhidze received $200,000 in advance payments and were expected to get $1.5 million if they secured the preterm release of the prisoners. Elisashvili says the prosecutor's office probe into the case actually aimed at covering it up rather than investigating it. So what happened here was that Eka Beselia and Manana Kobakhidze did try to exert and were promised money, and everybody knows it. But it is almost impossible to prove that. Let's see how Otsneba treats them when getting together their party list for the parliamentary elections. It'll be a good weather vane on how seriously they take elections and corruption. On the 21st of March, the prosecutor's office also announced that it closed the investigation into allegations of members of parliament by-elections in Segadejo single-mandate constituency in October 2015 was rigged. They said they found no evidence of criminality. As a reminder, investigation was launched late February after lawmaker and goofball Gogi Topadze, who's leader of Industry Will Save Georgia Party, which is part of the Otsneba Coalition, accused Defense Minister Tini Kohidasheli of manipulating the Segadejo by-election. The investigation was into abuse of power. On Saturday, the 19th of March, a few hundred people rallied in Tbilisi in protest against the infringement of privacy rights after several secretly recorded sex tapes were anonymously leaked, showing well-known politicians having extramarital affairs. The demonstration was organized by civil society activists from This Affects You campaign, which was launched in 2014 in protest of the government's unfettered surveillance capabilities. On the 22nd of March, the Georgian Orthodox Church helpfully piped in, saying that the publishing of sex tapes in the media is deliberate malice. Okay. Regarding travel to and from the EU, the EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström visited Tbilisi on the 21st of March to discuss the implementation of the Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement. She launched the EU for Business Week. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, who is NATO's Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, was on a two-day visit to Georgia. He said that this year's noble partner joint U.S.-Georgian military drills outside Tbilisi in May will also involve soldiers from the U.K., will last longer, and will be bigger and better than the drills last year. President Margvelashvili awarded him the Order of the Golden Fleece for his special contribution to Georgia's Euro-Atlantic integration. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili was on a two-day official visit to Belarus. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko talked about increasing trade turnover between the two countries to $200 million annually. 2015, it stood at about $40 million. Parliamentary Speaker Dato Usupashvili was in Saudi Arabia and met with King Salman in Riyadh. As everybody knew would be the case, the new tax code law modifying income tax rules will be delayed until January 2017. It was supposed to come into force July 2016. The finance minister said that they are delaying it per request of business associations to give them more time to prepare, so that one report will be under one tax method, which is indeed the case. Everybody wanted that to happen. Doing it in July would cause business administrative headaches. As a reminder, the reform is based on the Estonian model in which corporate income tax is will only apply to distributed profits. Undistributed profits reinvested or retained will not be subject to income taxation, meaning that they begin the taxation at the point at which the profits are distributed rather than at the point they are on the books. It would be, if it were to be enforced this July, the government was expecting a drop in tax revenues, which would have required about a 4 million lari budget cut this year, but businesses overwhelmingly in favor of the change. Interpol dropped the red notice arrest warrant for former security chief Data Akhalaya. According to his family, it's because of ongoing political persecution against him. Chief prosecutor, however, says it's because Akhalaya's refugee status in Greece. Interpol has not issued a statement explaining their decision. As a reminder, Data Akhalaya was chief of the Department of Constitutional Security, better known for its Georgian abbreviation KUDI, which was part of the Interior Ministry. Several criminal cases were opened against Akhalaya after the change in government in 2012. He's charged in absentia for torture, abuse of powers, and illegal deprivation of freedom. Akhalaya was arrested in 2014 when he was trying to enter Greece, but was released on bail. 2015, despite Interpol's red notice requesting his detention and possible extradition, the Greek courts rejected George's extradition request. He was later granted refugee status. The Netherlands extradited to Georgia former high-level Interior Ministry official Georgi Zgebuladze, who was known as Maestra. He was a former KUDI official, was transferred to Georgia by request of the chief prosecutor's office. There's been an Interpol red alert on him since March 2013. He's charged with premeditated murder and abuse of power for a case stemming from 2006. The 23rd of March, the 35th round of the Geneva talks, Tbilisi and Suchumi agreed to resume work of the incident prevention and response mechanism in Gali, which were suspended 4 years ago in 2012. The IPRM meetings are held on a regular basis with South Ossetia in the village of Ergneti, facilitated by the EUMM. In 2012, the Abkhaz side refused to participate in talks because they didn't like the EUMM head at the time. Next round of Geneva talks is scheduled for mid-June. Two people were detained on the 23rd of March for allegedly stealing crude oil from the Baku-Supsa pipeline, which transports Azerbaijani oil to Georgia's Black Sea terminal and is operated by BP. The investigation service of the Ministry of Finance says that the two were stealing the oil for a long time. They constructed a one-kilometer-long makeshift pipeline that connected the Baku-Supsa pipeline to private facilities in the village of Ruisi in the Kareli municipality, about 80 kilometers west of Tbilisi. They then transported the stolen oil to Tbilisi by car and covered the tanks with vegetables. Once in Tbilisi, the crude oil was stored in reservoirs in an old factory and was processed and sold. That's engineering for you. Following up on Maestro, the dispute over the use of the logo was settled this week between the owners. Maestro will continue using its old logo for several days. It was broadcasting without one. There was also an agreement to dismiss Levan Gachachiladze, who is the brother of the new majority shareholder, as director, and appoint a neutral person as the new director. And I mean neutral with air quotes and a smirk. Deputy Minister of Defense Anna Dolidze announced that from September 2016, girls with grade 9 school completion certificates will be accepted to study at Georgia's Cadet Military Lyceum. Until now, only boys were accepted. The school is in Kutaisi and opened in 2010. It prepares cadets for military careers. According to Defense Minister Kiniko Khidasheli, a group of experts from the Netherlands will come to Georgia to help reform military aviation. The Netherlands' support would be within the program name most beloved by us here at Tabilpod.com, and that is the Georgia-NATO Substantial Package. Prime Minister Kvitakashvili met with representatives of several non-parliamentary opposition parties on the 19th of March and agreed to set up a working group on electoral issues, which will include senior politicians of the Otsneva coalition. As a reminder, opposition has aggressively been advocating for scrapping the majoritarian component of the electoral system by the 2016 elections. The Georgian Dream has only agreed to do this for elections after 2016, meaning starting in 2020. The opposition, meaning the national movement, has been aggressively pushing for this since the moment they last lost power. Before that, they were less excited about it when everybody else was aggressively pushing for it. Before that, they aggressively ignored those calls. It would be a much more fair representational system, as we have discussed. Parliament earlier approved amendments to the election code on increasing the threshold for electing majoritarian member of Parliament from 30 to 50%, which the national movement changed when they were worried that Alassania might get more than 30%, but that Guy Ugalava would have difficulty getting that, which turned out not to be the case. They also there was also the bill on redistricting. The Venice Commission, which is the Council of Europe's advisory body for legal and constitutional affairs, hailed the amendments as an important step forward, but also noted that the process of drafting and redistricting bill lacked transparency, impartiality, and broad engagement. Foreign Ministry is investigating a claim that South Ossetia is opening an embassy in Rome. It was reported in Russia's Sputnik News Agency. There was speculation in the media that BI would be on the Otsneba electoral list. Energy Minister Kashi Kaladze said it's not true, that he's keeping his promise and will not return to politics. The Porta Batumi Tower is expected to open this summer. It's being built by Turkish construction company and developer System Construction. It's been in construction since 2013. They've already invested $70 million. It will reportedly be the tallest building in Georgia at 43 stories. The new City Avenue Hotel opened on Agmashenabeli Avenue in the Marjanashvili neighborhood. It's a luxurious boutique hotel funded by a Turkish investor, Mehmet Surkit. He said he plans to open four more hotels in Tbilisi and the regions. French international hotel chain Pullman will open a luxury hotel in the Axis Tower Twisted Skyscraper in Vakia in 2018. The Twisting Skyscrapers are due to be completed in 2017. The cabinet discussed bringing world-known musicians Robbie Williams and, wait for it, Eros Ramazzotti to Georgia for a string of concerts. Who knows whose idea that was? The money will come from a state budget. From the state budget, tickets will be sold for a symbolic price. From Odessa, Misha advised the national movement to introduce a gender quota and to have 50% women on the election list for the upcoming parliamentary elections. Tbilisi Technology Development Fund said they will be transforming Kargareteli Street in Marjanashvili into a green street project. They're going to put green asphalt on the road, install solar-powered outdoor lights, have special garbage bin, install clever chairs that monitor air pollution, and have chargers for electric cars. Three university students from Tbilisi were the top winners at the Tech Jacobs startup competition in Bremen, Germany, for their in-glove invention, which enables the wear to feel the virtual objects they touch in video games. The 21st, for those of you who don't know, Jacobs University is one of the coolest universities in Europe. I think probably the best. The 21st of March was Nowruz, or Persian New Year. Georgia's Azerbaijani community celebrates President Mark Velashvili and Prime Minister Kvitikashvili together visited Marneuli in southern Georgia for celebrations. According to reports from AP, film director Gigi Kitaya says he recorded on camera an incident when President Mark Velashvili rushed out of his motorcade car to rescue an unconscious pregnant woman whose car was overturned in an accident. There was a fire at the main Samebe Cathedral in Tbilisi on the 20th of March. French billionaire businessman Mohed Atrad visited Georgia looking at potential investment opportunities. He also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Georgian National Rugby Union and the AIA Rugby Club in Kutaisi and will help in training Georgian rugby teams. National Tourism Administration hosted a group of travel professionals from Doha, Qatar, to promote tourism from the Gulf states. Trade unions warn that the coal miners in Tribouli may go on strike again. As a reminder, workers were on strike for 2 weeks in February for higher wages and better conditions, but eventually reached an agreement. Reportedly, the mining company Sakhnashiri GIG is making workers sign new individual contracts, which the company can easily use to fire them. The contracts are temporarily halted for negotiations with the trade union. New Lottie Banknotes won the 2016 Regional Banknote of the Year Award at the High Security Printing Europe Conference in Bucharest, Romania. Both Georgia and Kazakhstan's 20,000 tenge banknote won. Georgia participated in the 10th China International Wine Fair as an honorable guest, which was in the city of Luzhou. It's all supported by the National Wine Agency. Georgia will also host a stall at the 94th China Food Drinks Fair in Chengdu in Sichuan Province. 2014 film Lost in Kazakhstan, which was filmed in Tbilisi, was nominated for Best Comedy by public vote to compete at the National Film Award in London. You can vote for it until the 25th of March. Go to the National Film Awards site. It's about an unsuccessful film director invited to film a project in the fictional dictatorial Caucasian Republic of Kazakhstan. Georgian directors Dea Kulumbegashvili and Vano Burduli won at the Sofia International Film Festival in Bulgaria. Kulumbegashvili's new drama Daisy claimed the grand prize for best project at the co-production market, so she gets money to fund post-production. It's about a U.S.-based Georgian photographer who comes back to his native village to be near his father, who is ill. Meanwhile, Burduli's 2015 film, The Summer of Frozen Fountains, won the Special Jury Award. The government has given plow cards to farmers living along the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia. It allows them to get fertilizer for free and also get their fields plowed by state-owned firm Mekanizitori Limited. Tennis star Nikolaos Basilashvili won the ATP Hangzhou Challenger International Competition in China. The Lelos will hold a summer test series to face Tier 1 and other Tier 2 rugby nations. According to the Georgian Rugby Union, the Lelos will play matches against Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji in June. Georgia marked the UN's World Down Syndrome Day on the 21st of March. It was promoted by putting a funky sock on your hand. New wave of Georgian soldiers are headed for Afghanistan on the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission for 7 months. The 42nd Battalion of the 5th Mechanized Brigade, the 52nd Battalion of the 5th Infantry Brigade, and the Guard Platoon of the Georgian Armed Forces. Tbilisi's Art Palace Museum claimed a special mention for restoration and conservation at the Europa Nostra Awards, which looks at cultural heritage preservation. Reportedly, American burger restaurant Georgetown America will open on Abishidze Street, and, as a reminder, a Hard Rock Cafe, appallingly, is opening in Vera, of all places, in May. And this info from Dallas, Norway, Grand Old Party correspondent, the ever-evolving Ray's Hell Burger restaurant in Roslyn, Virginia, is changing once again. It's splitting into two parts. One restaurant opening on the 1st of April is called The Tasty Dugout. Will be a sit-down restaurant with some Georgian influences. They'll have khachapuri, kharcho, and shashlik. Two Georgian companies, Georgian Wool and Georgian Wool Company, received permission from the EU to export raw wool to European markets. The UK and Germany already expressed interest. To export raw wool, the EU requires standards. The wool producer is registered with the National Food Agency, which must guarantee that the animals do not show signs of contagious diseases. In parliamentary news, following up on earlier stories, Parliament launched formal procedures to allow for constitutional changes in the draft proposed by the Otsneba coalition that would define marriage as a union of a man and a woman. 81 votes Parliament endorsed to set up a 15-member commission, which will lead month-long public discussions on the proposed constitutional amendment. This is a formal process required for any constitutional change before it's debated in the Parliament and then put to vote. Outside the Parliament building in Kutaisi, a small group of activists from LGBT rights groups Identoba protested against the proposal, criticizing it as a populist move aimed at instrumentalizing LGBT issues for political gains. In return, two parliamentarians made homophobic comments about them, calling them pederasts. The meme this week is about Bidzina moving the 100-year-old tree from Ajada to his private park in Gudia. In January, activists were protesting moving the tree, and it was temporarily halted. But this week, it resumed, and there are surreal images and videos of this giant old tree being transported on the Black Sea headed to Guria. This video is splices of the tree on the sea, which are real, with some movie scenes. Mm-hmm. There's another meme about the tree from When You Really Live in Tbilisi saying, if you don't like where you live, leave. You are not a tree. Which elicits an amusing response from Bidzina's seafaring tree. Stuff to read. Architecture company with a brilliant name, Graft, released the designs of how they will redesign Rose Revolution Square, formerly Republic Square, into a livable public space. It is currently the Radisson Blu parking lot. On the 21st of March at night, there was another protest outside the Russian consulate in on Tbilisi against the jail sentence given to kidnapped Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko. The Shukashvili ballet performed on the streets. There's a video of that. It was shown in Ukraine as well. IWPR reports that health officials and doctors in Abkhazia are against the new anti-abortion law that was passed in February. The deputy minister of health said that now they will be forced to send women to Russia for abortions. The opponents say the state can instead support social organizations in order to encourage a growing birth rate rather than banning abortions. NATO released a video on strengthening Georgia's defense. For culinary backstreets, the brilliant and super gachituli Paul Rimple visits a rare remaining stolovaya, or workers' canteen, at the Coca-Cola plant in Tbilisi's Didube district. BBC talks with journalist Kitty Kardava about her reaction to the bomb in the Brussels airport. The idiotic newspaper that nobody reads, The Washington Times, reports on Foreign Minister John Elidze's trip to Washington and his affirmation that despite rising pressure from Moscow, Georgia is committed to the West. Council of Foreign Relations David Kramer argues that it can't be ruled out that there will be a renewed confrontation between Georgia and Russia. He says at certain events this year, the NATO summit in July, in Warsaw and October elections could be triggers. Thomas Grove of the Wall Street Journal writes on Abkhazia organizing for May to host a soccer World Cup for unrecognized states. CRC has an infographic on BMI, which is body mass index, in Georgia. All this stuff to read posted on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 3,743. This is the per capita GDP of Georgia in U.S. dollars per year, just behind Guatemala, Swaziland, and Sri Lanka, just ahead of Armenia, Marshall Islands, and Indonesia. On Wednesday, the 23rd of March, there's an event at Betsy's. In case you hadn't heard, Johanna Popjanevsky died this weekend in Tbilisi. She was found by a neighbor Sunday morning. She'd mentioned some health issues, but there's no indication of what happened or what the cause of death was. There's a formal memorial service to be held in Tbilisi soon. Her friends gathered informally at Betsy's last night. There's a book of condolences that anybody would like it signed. She's a wonderful person for those who knew her. Rest in peace, Johanna. Berlin-based Georgian contemporary artist Teya Georgiadze is holding a solo exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art Gallery, PS1 in New York. It starts on the 3rd of April and will be there for 5 months. At the Tbilisi History Museum, there's a photographic exhibition by artist Manana Menabde of people she met. It's on. It's open until the 15th of April. Art Villa Gadikula has a call for artists for the Festinova 2016 Art Festival, which will run from May to October. It will be hosted in abandoned buildings in Gadikula and Achalkalaki. The Simon Janashia Museum of Georgia in Tbilisi has an exhibition of rare coins used in Georgia from the 6th century BC to the 19th century. In Tbilisi, on the 27th of March, the British Embassy is hosting a documentary photo exhibit looking beyond the headlines in Panchisi Gorge. It's at Europe House on Freedom Square. In Vienna, there's an Architecture at the Intersection of Continents exhibition running until the end of April. It features a scale mock-up of the Bank of Georgia head office in Tbilisi, which was initially the Soviet-era Roads Department, and it's one of the most famous modern buildings in Georgia. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK, Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email is tabealpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tabealpod.com. And we'll finish with a request by our favorite listener and Abkhaz fetishist, Stefia Karta, a tribute to Fife Dog, who just died of diabetes at the young age of 45. This is A Tribe Called Quest. His name is Muddy Ranks. Hashtag rest in peace, R.I.P. Fife, PHIFEDAWG.
Live and direct. Live and direct.
You know what live and direct means?
Live and direct.
Cool. Yeah. How you mean? How you mean? From New York to AT aliens, you know what I'm saying? Word up. Do it like this. Word up, do it like that. And you don't stop, and you don't quit, unless you're in the studio doing whack shit. Yo, check it, boom, batter, watch your teeth shatter. All that shit you pop in your jams, it won't matter. Bust your whole grill, now watch that joint shatter. I'm the captain of the ship, fuck a William Shatner. And these be popping shit when they sweeter than cake batter. Claiming they style be fat, but guess whose style is fatter? The ill beat jacker, MC attacker. Fucking with the dicky, it don't get no blacker. Malik is Zach Taylor, the stress reliever. Brown eyed shorty, chocolate like a diva. Fuck what you heard, I'll make you a believer. Me getting burnt, that's like a white girl named Sharima. You never see her.
Caught in the black like that, Ramina. Sets it off like my diva. Single like a DJ.
No girls with fat asses and tits. Nice to meet ya. 5 + 5 = 10. At your teacher. For God so loved the world, he said fight. At your preacher. Love to toot my own horn, similar to Lena. Before I take stage, I take sips of Aquafina. Fuck Judy Jetson, now they call me Jet Screamer. Love my coffee box, so you can keep your dairy creamer. Try falling off, we'll use a goddamn creamer. Ha, you know what I mean? A word up, yo.
Have you ever wondered what make a crowd rock? Tribe Called Quest, we are gonna do it non-stop. Listen to the radio, we never go with pop, cause you're not ready for this yet, boy. Say you're not ready for this yet, boy. Say you're not ready for this yet, boy. And we out like that, bug that.